96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. She's the one who gave birth to you or raised you as her own, but that was only the beginning. Mothers often do it all. But what about the moms that go above and beyond the children, the family, the careers, and more? Those power moms. Well, we're talking about power moms tonight, and I have some in the studio. I have them on the phone. These are some great names that you should know or will know. Bishop Dr. Shirley Holloway, she's the senior pastor of Kingdom Word Worship Center. She has two grown children, two adopted children, and four grandchildren. I'm tired already. Prince George's County District 5 Council Member Andrea Harrison, she has three grown children, and blogger, businesswoman, author Julian Kiganda. She is the mother of an 11-year-old. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Happy early Mother's Day to all of my guests.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this hardest job on the planet. You don't get paid for it. Certainly, there are grand rewards. Let me start with, you know, some of the seasoned mothers here on the panel. Bishop, how would you briefly characterize motherhood in 2015 compared to maybe the way it was when you were a young girl?
Now you have to find the common interests with your children, whether they be young or older. You have to bond with them. There's so much influence that can pull them in the wrong direction. You just can't be a dictarian, you know, telling them what to do. You got to find that fun place, and you got to find that bonding time. Mm-hmm. So I don't try to do what my mother did. I do what I need to do now, because this is different times.
Mm-hmm. Councilmember Harrison, you have three grown children. Most people know you in your public life as a public servant, as a politician. Few people really have had an opportunity, I think, in the wider public to see you as an active mother. How did you kind of juggle the political side as well as motherhood?
Well, I'll tell you, it certainly has been a challenge. Excuse me. When I first was elected to office, my youngest son was still in high school. And when we say that it takes a village, it truly takes a village. There were other mothers around who actually helped me with my son, to help him to fill out college applications, to write the essays. They fed him, you know, all of these other wonderful things. And I think that only mothers can really understand how we need to lean on one another to help one another to raise these children.
Mm-hmm. Julian, you are equally as busy as the ladies that we've already spoken to. Businesswoman, you're a blogger, you're an author of a book, you're speaking everywhere, and you've really, to be quite honest, you've really just blown up a lot over the past year or so, and yet I see you on social media talking about motherhood. How would you define a power mom? Or do you just look in the mirror and say, here I am?
I don't know about that. I think the reality is, you know, motherhood is motherhood, and it's what you make of it. I think a lot of times when we're looking to be career women and be good mothers, we try to find balance. But I found that you're not going to always have balance in your life. So I think a power mom is a mother that realizes that it's okay not to have balance, and there's some times where you're going to have to sacrifice time with your children to actually give them a good example of what's possible when they put their minds to something.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about power moms. Are you one? Do you have one in your life? Lisa, calling from Southwest D.C., thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I think that I have a lucky genie, and my genie is my mother. I am a mother of three, and I work, and I'm in school, and, well, the boys have their lives and are very busy. But I have my mother in my corner, and, like, I can chime off of all the folks there that are saying, well, it takes a village, and other mothers supporting each other. And I have a really strong mother who actually is a power mother herself. But she's been my rock and influence. And so it's kind of teaming together. I'm also a single mother. So
yeah.
Having my mother, who is a super mother / power mother, has made it all possible.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Gilbert, calling from Southeast D.C., what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just calling to wish Mrs. Shirley Holloway happy Mother's Day.
Okay, there you go. Fan club here for Mother's Day weekend already started.
Blessings to you.
Gilbert, I'm sorry. You are breaking up. I apologize. But at least she got that early happy Mother's Day. So there you go. Thank you so much. Let me ask again about this career piece, because particularly as it relates to black mothers, some would argue that they were a little late to the career piece when you look at some of their white counterparts. But now they're in there. They are lawyers. They are doctors. They are teachers and the like. What kind of challenges did you have, Bishop, with balancing? Because you, a businesswoman running a charitable organization and a church.
Yeah. And a church and a couple of orphanages. But I had a big challenge, and I actually put ministry before my kids. And when I realized my error, I had to change, because I didn't want my parishioners, I didn't want my congregation to follow in my steps. And sometimes you can be too safe. Sometimes you can be so caught up in what you're doing that you don't realize your responsibility and your accountability. So what I found was I had to stop mainstream, stop making it about me, make it about my children, and ask them to forgive me.
Mm.
And what I love what Julian said is that, you know, sometimes you're not always balanced, but you know when you've gone too far. So when you get to that to the edge, you pull back, you say, okay, now it's time to get it together. And that's just what you do. We're not perfect.
I need to take a break. When we come back, more from our distinguished panel of power moms. And I'm going to ask them a hard question, too. What's the struggle? I mean, when they look back, or in Julian's case, and you know what? If your children are still with you, they can be adults. You can still be struggling with them.
Thank God, mine's are gone.
There
thank
you
God.
Go. We'll be back in a moment. 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Just to buy me a
new pursuit. There are a lot of grandma's
hands clapped in church on Sunday morning.
Grandma, hey. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about those do-it-all, above and beyond power moms. My guests are Bishop Dr. Shirley Holloway, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Word Worship Center. And she has two grown children, adopted children, grandchildren, play kids, I'm sure, the whole bit. Prince George's County District 5, Councilmember Andrea Harrison. She has three grown children. Also blogger, businesswoman, and author Julian Kiganda. She is the mother of an 11-year-old girl. And we're also going to later talk to D.C. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton. She has some special circumstances for motherhood that she would also like to talk about. And if you want to talk about this issue, the lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Got a couple of numbers I want to share with you before I go back to you. 61% of mothers right now still work out of the home. There are some 85 million mothers in the U.S., and 85% of them say they are very or pretty happy as working mothers. Now we also have 40% that say they always feel rushed, and 80% of working mothers say they sometimes or frequently feel stressed. Let me go to Rico from Germantown. Rico, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening. All I just wanted to say was I want to wish all of your distinguished guests a blessed Mother's Day, and because they are doing more than just being moms. They're being examples, leaders, providers, motivators, and everything else for their family.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you.
I just also wanted to say, I do not remember the guest name, but acknowledging that you have to be involved. It's not like in the old days.
Yeah.
Go do as I say. Mm-hmm. Children have too many exterior influences with social media, which is pretty unnatural. Why would a child be worried about what's going on seven states away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not natural. So that makes your job that much harder.
Well, Rico, thank you so much. You make an excellent point.
Yeah.
Let me ask Councilmember Harrison about some of those numbers. You talk about feeling rushed. Well, you know, I've seen you in action. You are an elected official. When are elected officials not rushed? When are public servants not rushed? Talk to me about your feelings about that. Was there ever a time when you didn't feel rushed as a mother and a public servant?
Actually, I can't think of a time where I didn't feel rushed. There's always something going on. I try to take one day out of the week if I can, because I do still have to clean my house. I do still have to go to the grocery store. I have to do laundry. I have to get my hair done, all of these things. So I do try to take one day, but that doesn't always happen. So there's always something going on. But years ago, I heard someone from an organization say, the busiest people get the most done, because what you do is you learn how to manage your time. So if I have to go and I have to, you know, if I have to go to this store and I have to do this, I'm going to find a way to make sure that my travels are convenient, that, you know, I'm going from one place to another. I map out my strategy of what I have to do so that I can fit as much in as I can in a shorter period of time to accomplish as much as I can.
Well, I think
so there's, you know, it's a juggling act, and you have to make a decision on what is most important. And when you make that decision and you map out your strategy and you go and get it done, and that's just the bottom line. You just have to do. There's no time to be really tired. There's no time to be sick. There's no time to be angry. There's no time to be upset. You have to do what you have to do. And that's what I try to do. That's the way that I manage my life. I just do.
Well, I want to thank you for spending some time with us. And I know that you are still busy and rushing. So I want to say happy Mother's Day to you as we say goodbye to you. And we continue this conversation on Sirius XM channel 141. We will be talking to Regina Sherman, Genethia, and April. Lines will be open at 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. The Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown is next on WHUR 96.3. We'll continue this on Sirius XM channel 141 in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
Put yourself in Jesus' hand, grandma's hand.